Why does keto work? It works because of the absence of carbohydrates. Welcome to Mind Blowing, Health and Wellness with Violet. I'm Violet. I'm a psychologist and I work out of Montreal, which is in Quebec, Canada. And the reason I make these videos is to help people to understand that your physical health and your psychological health relate to each other. And if I'm not doing well physically or I'm not doing well psychologically, my life will not be happy. I believe that the ketogenic lifestyle can help people to make significant change. It helped me to make significant change. And I'm trying to share that information with you guys. And today we're talking about why is it that the ketogenic lifestyle actually works. Our body is only able to manage 1 teaspoon of carbohydrates in the bloodstream at any particular point in time. Even on a ketogenic lifestyle, in a day, you get 20 grams of carbs in your system. So how is our body managing that? How is it that we don't become toxic because too many carbs in the system is toxic? When you look at the physiology of what's happening, there's a few basic things that I've noticed that I believe help me to understand what's happening. And this is about understanding something, because when you understand it, it helps you to engage the behavior you need to engage to make it happen. So if I know what my body's trying to do, and I know why it's trying to do that, since I don't want to be sick, I will keep doing what I can do to help my body accomplish its goals. So sugar in large doses is a toxin. When I eat sugar, my body right away mobilizes itself to get the excess sugar that I've eaten out of my bloodstream into a safe place. And there's a few safe places that it can put it. It can put it in fat stores, it can put it in glycogen stores, and it can use it as energy. My body will do that. It will make decisions based on what's happening in the moment to decide where it goes. And by doing that, the level of sugar in my bloodstream stays relatively equal, stable. One of the really cool things that I noticed when I was doing some research about anatomy and how the body works was that when you eat food, if there's sugar, so carbohydrates in the food, even in the stomach, so at the stomach level, your body is already pulling sugar out of the food and passing it out to be processed. And a lot of people, especially bodybuilder people, believe that the body's doing this because sugar is such an efficient energy source that we just need to use it right away. You know, I have a different interpretation of what's happening there. And I feel like most doctors who've studied this have a similar interpretation that I'm going to give you right now. If sugar is that toxic, then wouldn't it make sense that as soon as we eat a food and our body notices that there's sugar in it, that it would dive in right away and start taking the sugar and putting it where it needs to be? And so yes, of course, when I eat sugar, my body is going to use some of that sugar for any work that my body needs to do in the moment. So if I happen to be exercising, a lot of that sugar is going to get shuttled there. At the same time, my body's still going to throw some of that sugar into storage because it needs to get rid of it. One of the things that I find is a mistake that we're sometimes making is we're assuming that because our body grabs sugar first and tries to store it away and put it away first, that that means it's a great energy source that we should always know. Our body also grabs alcohol before it will grab sugar. Why? Because alcohol is more toxic than sugar. So in the grand scheme of things, first it needs to get rid of the alcohol so we don't poison ourselves, and then it needs to get rid of the sugar so we don't poison ourselves. That's a mistake that I feel like we're making, is that we are not recognizing, even from looking at our anatomy and seeing what our body does with the sugar. And let's take this a step further. When I put the food in my mouth, my brain has already been signaled that there's sugar coming in so that my body can prepare itself to get rid of the sugar when it gets to my stomach. Sugar is toxic. And I believe that our stomach's ability to grab sugar and throw it out for processing is adaptive to make sure that it doesn't stay in our bloodstream for longer than it needs to stay there, and that we keep the amount that we need in our bloodstream constant. So what makes the ketogenic lifestyle so successful? Low carbs. When our body has fewer carbs to fight with, it doesn't put as much carbohydrates into storage as fats. By allowing our body to have the minimum amount of carbs it needs to be, and again, needs, let me just go there for a second. We could be carnivores like many people are and have no repercussions because our body makes carbohydrates. There is no essential carbohydrate. So when I say the minimal that it needs, what I'm really saying is by ingesting the minimal amount of carbohydrates that allows us to enjoy our meals, we then give our body the minimum amount of carbohydrates that we possibly can, and it allows our body to shuttle around the sugar in such a way that it can store some as glycogen, that it can use some as energy, and possibly not have to store any as fat. And when we do that, we A, allow our body to stop storing fat, but B, allow us to use the fat that's already on our bodies as energy, which then helps us to also lose weight. So the reason that the ketogenic diet works, in my opinion, is because it interrupts that need for the body to keep taking this toxic substance out of our blood system or out of our food and store it as fat to keep us safe from it. Because if it's in our system, it's going to kill us. It's that basic. Now, of course, if you take the carbohydrates out of your life, that means you're taking an energy source out of your life. So the other reason that the ketogenic diet works for us is because it encourages us to eat more fat. Because we're encouraged to eat more fat, fat being the other energy source, we have energy to run our bodies. If you eat carbohydrates alongside of fat, when insulin is storing the carbohydrates, it will also store the fats. Really important for us to understand that in a ketogenic lifestyle, what we're being encouraged to do is get our carbs really low and allow ourselves to be run on the fats that we have available to us most of the time. Most of people have butter in their home. Most people eat meat, and meats, if you buy the fattier cuts of meat, will come with that energy source. If you buy a lean cut of meat, you will need to add your own fat. Butter, olive oil, avocado oil, coconut oil, any other healthy oils that I might not know because I don't know them all. The important point here is if you take away the carbohydrates, you need to replace it with fats. So the ketogenic diet works because it keeps you in the perfect position to allow your body to run on fats and to eliminate the need to store carbohydrates as fats. The ketogenic diet does not require any fancy supplements. It does not require any fancy foods, any special replacement foods. It doesn't require any expensive types of food, so grass-fed or organic only. It doesn't require any of those things. The only thing you need to be healthy and successful on a ketogenic diet is to keep your carbs low, to eat your moderate protein, and eat the fat that came along with the protein. If you still feel a little hungry, add a little bit more fat. I really hope that you found this video helpful because I hope it helped you to understand that the ketogenic diet works because your carbs are low. That's it. It's that simple. Your body doesn't have to put them away. You're not poisoning yourself. I want to thank you for watching Mind Blowing Health and Wellness with Violet. Can't wait to talk to you in the next video.